Hi, I'm Siobhan Fletcher and you're listening to the latest edition of our newscast. Now, today we're looking at homelessness. Over 2 years since Tim Wald passed the Isle of Man Homelessness Strategy, NMLC is calling for the legislation to be prioritised going forward. Kirsty Morfitt wants it to be developed and introduced into the branches by June next year. She says housing is a basic need and without stability, it's extremely difficult for individuals to move forward positively in their lives. I sat down with her to find out more.
I'm Kirsty Morfitt. I am a recently elected member of the Legislative Council, March this year, so very new to the job and still learning the ropes.
Yeah, how is it going, I suppose, first of all?
It's a very interesting place to be. I feel very privileged to have a voice. I've been a frontline practitioner as a social worker for 25 years, so you often feel when you're on the front line that your voice isn't heard, and definitely that the voice of the clients isn't heard. So having that opportunity, which is why I'm here today, to give fellow practitioners and clients a voice about what's needed is a real privilege, and yeah. I'm just going to make the most of it.
And do you feel like you're getting to bring a lot of that past experience into the new role?
Yeah, I mean, the role of a member of the Legislative Council is very legislation based, and I'm really enjoying that kind of academic critical scrutiny role, which most people don't see. It all happens behind the doors, and you spend a lot of time reading, which again is a bit of a joy after working in the community for so long. I'm trying to learn the ropes to bring about change where it's necessary and where it makes sense. Mm. I don't want to waste people's time either. So, yeah, I do feel that I can voice opinions that wouldn't necessarily get heard in the court of Tim Wald, I suppose.
And I suppose one of those issues then, like you say, is you've tabled this motion for the January sitting regarding the homelessness strategy. So I suppose, first of all, can you tell me what the motion is and kind of what prompted you to table that then?
Yeah, so the motion is very specifically about the legislation. That's my role. I'm a member of the Legislative Council. The homelessness strategy currently states that legislation should be brought forward to give everybody a right to a roof over their head, and that's been agreed by Tim Wald since 2019, so it's not new policy and it's not anything that's going against the will of Tim Wald. You know, the popularly elected Tim Wald have, and MHKs have, voted for this. So I'm not going against anything of that, but it's currently tabled for 2029, which, considering it was first agreed it should happen in 2019, I think 10 years is too long for urgent legislation like this that is life-changing.
And I suppose it harks back to your previous experience then.
Yeah.
So were you seeing a difference then out in the community in terms of the demand for this legislation to be brought in faster?
Well, yeah, and I will mention a young man that I worked with for a number of years who died at the age of 18 4 years ago, nearly exactly, on January the 9th. And the coroner in his inquest was satisfied that the lack of safe accommodation for vulnerable young people on the Isle of Man had played a role in his death. And that led to a Section 34 recommendation. So I suppose not only has it been the will of Tim Wald, it's also people have died because we have not recognised the importance of this. And legislation is only a start, obviously, but without that backbone, you're not giving anybody the tools to actually start realistically dealing with this.
So looking at that strategy then, as it was agreed, and you say you've been doing a lot of reading, you've probably read the whole strategy, do you agree that then kind of the strategy as it was first announced or as it was agreed, it goes far enough, it's just we need to speed up the timeline, or is it more that we've not actually seen a concrete plan and you want to see what that would look like?
I mean, as I said, I think the legislation provides the backbone. There are lots of practitioners out there with years of experience working with homeless on the Isle of Man who should be involved in developing this further. And we have the Housing and Communities Board, and we have the Homelessness Committee. So they're all working together and moving things forward. And I know from personal experience working with the people that are doing all of this and the new four community support workers that are trying to deal with this, the difficulties come because you haven't got that backing. You have no statutory duty. At the moment, there's no duty to house. There's no line of accountability. So it's possible for silo working to take place. It's possible for shoulder sloping for certain agencies to say, not my problem. And that's what happens, and people fall through the cracks. And we have services now that are dictated by thresholds and criteria. And if you don't fit in those boxes, then nobody has to take responsibility for you. And that's what I'm asking for here as the first step, the duty to house and the duty to work together. The duty to work together has worked really well in safeguarding legislation, making it everyone's responsibility to try and stop people falling through these cracks.
Yeah, that multi-agency working. I did a big piece last year, I think, on Safeguarding Week about how they all work together, like the police and Manx Care and all the, you know, the social services, and it's they have a weekly meeting. So essentially, it's that sort of thing. It's like there's rules in place and there's people accountable then.
Yes. Yeah. I just don't want people slipping through the net, and legislation provides that statutory duty, which means if there are people that start slipping through the net, you can then pull that net in tight and catch them, I suppose, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. I mean, and so I suppose then from your own experience, I mean, you talk there about, like, you know, a young gentleman who passed away. I mean, do you think that that message is necessarily getting through? Do you think that the people on the Isle of Man realise that this is such an issue if they're not faced with it themselves?
I think it's becoming more understood. I think because, I mean, we have started getting some street homeless, as was reported earlier this year, vulnerable people living in tents. So it is becoming more visible. But no, it's not as understood. And you only need to read some of the Facebook comments that people put on that, you know, there isn't that understanding. But I suppose what I would say is this can happen to anybody. Homelessness is not something that anybody expects, and people don't want to be homeless. That's not what it's about. But anyone that thinks it's just about other people is not being honest with themselves. And it could be a member of your family, it could be your son, it could be following a marriage breakup. There's loads of reasons to become homeless. Mm. And I think if you asked people today, where would you go if you were made homeless now, today, this minute? Luckily, a lot of us would have a family member or a mate that we could keep on the sofa. But how long would those people put up with you for? Because you've got to get a month's deposit. You've got to get your first month's rent. You're looking at £1,200 you've got to save. So how long would those people put up with you for? And then you get that and all you can afford is a bedsit. And how long would your mental health be okay when you're listening to people fighting or having parties, or you've got to share a bathroom and you're a 17-year-old young girl that's feeling too scared to go for a shower, or you can't look after yourself properly because you're sharing a kitchen and everyone steals your food. So on top of that, you're paying rent for a bedsit and you're still having to save to get somewhere better. It's not easy to pull yourself out of that. And there are people that do it, and you know, all power, and I've had the privilege to work with so many people that have pulled themselves out of it. But actually, we're starting them off to fail, really. You know, so I would ask people, rather than writing flippant comments, actually think about what it would mean if it was you, or if it was your mum who gets ripped off and loses her life savings, or a relationship breakdown and then you have to go through cancer treatment and you're living in a hotel. These are real life things that happen to people, and they don't want them and they don't expect them. So that's what I would say, I suppose.
Yeah. No, definitely. And I think people don't necessarily know or think in that position. You know, you talked there, even like a sort of light bulb went in my head where you said about, like, you know, if you were a young girl staying in a certain building. I remember doing an interview with the previous children's champion, Kerry Sharp, when she was in MLC, yes, about like what she was seeing when she was seeing kids in different scenarios, because they are kids, you know, and like, you know, who've left care and things like that. And unless you've actually been in that position, or, you know, like Kerry, have gone out and seen them, you might not know. No. Like, and you, I mean, I suppose on that, I mean, how are you feeling ahead of this motion? Are you hopeful that it will, you know, you'll get the support within Tynwald?
I mean, I've been very lucky. Again, as I said, I've taken this slowly and I'm learning the steps. But the ministers responsible, so Minister Ashford and Minister Haywood, I've met with both of them. And obviously, the strategy was voted in unanimously. So I think I'm pushing at an open door, really. We do have a shortage. I mean, the legal drafters are amazingly intelligent, wonderful people and work really hard. And we don't have enough of them. And every department queues up with their legislation. Yeah. So I know it's extra work for them, and I do apologise for that, but I do feel it is important and it needs to be prioritised. So I am hopeful that the motion will be taken seriously. I am hopeful that then when the new administration comes in, because obviously nothing's going to happen prior to the new administration, that I can then use this motion to then keep pushing on those open doors. And Minister Ashford has been very kind and let me work with the department. And you'll have seen that the consultation's gone out, and that is the first step in preparing the legislation. So I'm very grateful that they've done that. And I just hope that as many people as possible, anybody listening, anybody you know, ask them to complete the consultation, because it is a really important issue. And we get lots of feedback on issues like the 20 mile per hour thing and other issues that I would say were not as life changing as this legislation can be. And the more people that feed into it, the better the legislation will be and the more representative it will be of what the Manx needs are. So please fill out the consultation as well.
Spot on. Well, I think that's everything I need. Is there anything you feel like we've missed or anything you want to add at all?
No, I just want to stress that homelessness isn't someone else's problem. You know, we are a lucky country, and if we can't stop people slipping through the net, then we need to be looking at ourselves and remember these are just human beings that everybody sometimes needs a hand up.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.